I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Hi, I'm Debbie Dashinger. So great to be with you. And that opening always inspires me and makes me feel pretty juiced up here. You know, this is going to be an amazing show, and I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm going to be speaking a little later on with Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's the dude with the emotion code technique. It's about removing heart walls and physical issues, healing of chronic and incurable diseases. So this is going to be an exciting conversation to see the kind of work he's been doing for over 24 years. And the question for you today is, how flexible are you? And I don't mean like yoga flexible. I mean inside flexible. You know, this is something I was looking at today, in fact, on the way to my exercise class, because the thing that I really desire more than anything is to go with the flow. But I have a tendency to like to really be in charge. And so it doesn't exactly work very well. So flexibility, let's talk about that because I want to hear it too. I want to be more of that too, more flexible in my life. There's this ancient Vedic aphorism that says, infinite flexibility is the secret to immortality. It's so true. If you know people who are chill and relaxed and level-headed, you see they're not going to get old or gray too quickly. So when we cultivate flexibility in our consciousness, we renew ourselves in the moment. Think about children. Children offer a great example of openness and flexibility. Children play, they laugh freely, they find wonder in the smallest things, and they're infinitely creative because they haven't yet built up the layers of conditioning that create limitations and restrictions that we may be living with. So here's something we can do in the moment. Think about two or three things that you can do today, commit to doing today, that are free, creative, and open, that are totally childlike. Think of something that evokes childhood for you, going to a playground, for instance, to swing, coloring a picture. I do have a coloring book. I pull it out from time to time. Sometimes I make jewelry, jumping rope, building a sandcastle. Whatever it is that floats your boat and makes you feel free, open, and creative. Find something that's going to bring back the sense of fun you had as a child and choose one of those activities to absolutely commit to doing today. And let yourself embody the archetypal, carefree, and innocent child. So the feeling you're aiming for isn't a return to childhood. Rather, it's a cultivating for a playful, youthful mind. And by virtue, we connect to our eternal spiritual essence. Pick something like that to bring back your sense of fun. When we come back, Dr. Bradley Nelson is here. And if you want to work directly with Dr. Nelson during the show, this healer and medical intuitive, you can call in to work with him on air. Call 888-627-008, and we'll be right back. Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love.
Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com. Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And today I'm featuring Dr. Bradley Nelson, who's the developer of an advanced form of energy medicine. A holistic chiropractic physician and medical intuitive, Dr. Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. His best-selling book, The Emotion Code, helps rid people of their unbalanced emotional baggage. And users of the Emotion Code technique have found freedom, emotional problems, as well as physical problems. And a key element of the Emotion Code is removing emotional baggage that is clustered around the heart, interfering with one's ability to find love and success. Dr. Nelson coined this cluster of emotions as the heart wall, and it's been called the most important discovery in the history of energy medicine. If you want to learn more about him, go to drbradleynelson.com. Dr. Nelson, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Well, Debbie, thank you for having me on. Great to be here.
I am so looking forward to our talk about the Emotion Code and your really timely healing message for the world. So, because it is today and so much is changing, I want to what are some of the new research findings that you know about that are affecting the role of the human heart in our emotional and physical health?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating thing, the human heart. Ancient societies believed that the heart was the seat of the soul and the core of our being and the source of love and romance and creativity. And in the West, we've never really paid any attention in any serious way to those ancient ideas, just believing that the ancient peoples were very kind of poetic and they were romantic and they didn't have the kind of equipment that we have today. However, the equipment that we have today is so sensitive that it's able to determine that the heart puts out a magnetic field that extends out around the human body up to 12 feet or more in diameter, making it by far the most powerful organ in the body. And we've also found with new instrumentation that when you're feeling love or affection for another person, your heartbeat will become measurable in the brain waves of that other person, and that your heart rates will actually synchronize. And so there's this invisible communication going on, you see, between all of us that we've never really been aware of until now. And in fact, in the 1960s, when doctors started doing heart transplants, it didn't take long before people started to come back to the doctor and they would report strange things, like their taste in music or food or sports had radically changed. Sometimes even their handwriting would change. And sometimes they'd have memories of places that they'd never in their lives been to. And in every case, when they were connected with the family of the heart donor, they found that, yes, that's our son's handwriting that you have. Or, yes, our daughter visited those places that you have memories of being now. And the taste in music and food and sports all match those of the heart donor. So there's a lot more going on with the heart than we've ever realized before. And what I discovered was that, you see, as we go through our lives and we're experiencing intense emotions from time to time, like depression or anger or resentment or sadness and grief, what happens is because the human body is an energy field ultimately. I mean, you look at your hand and it looks solid. But if you magnify your hand under a big enough microscope so that you're looking at an individual atom that makes up the hand, you see there's really nothing in there but empty space. And inside the atom, there's nothing but empty space and little infinitesimally tiny energies that are zipping around at the speed of light. And so that's really what we are. We're beings of pure energy. And when you're feeling an intense emotion, whatever it might be, what's going on a quantum level is that your body is taking on this new vibration, and that can trap some of that emotional energy in your body.
Wow. Okay. So the heart is the seat of the soul. It puts out a magnetic field up to 12 feet or more outside the body. We can synchronize our heartbeat and brainwave to someone we're feeling love for. Mm-hmm. People with transplants start to take on qualities or understandings of the person who bequeathed them this organ, and we are pure energy. So with all of that in mind, when there's somebody who has a heart problem, there's something going on with their heart, is there something emotional generally behind what's going on for them physically?
Well, there often is. In fact, that's what we have been finding over the last 30 years doing this work. Every disease process, in fact, that we have seen in almost 30 years now has had emotional baggage or these trapped emotional energies as an underlying cause. In fact, 90% of the physical pain that people have is due to this emotional baggage, and it is the underlying cause of so many of our mental emotional disorders, like depression and anxiety and phobias and panic attacks and PTSD and eating disorders and so on. And the beauty of the emotion code is that it's just a very simple, easy way to find this baggage and get rid of it. You know, we experience these intense events sometimes in our lives, and we move on, and we think that it's all behind us. In fact, I remember a story to illustrate this. There was a woman who came in to see me who thought she was having a heart attack, and she had crushing chest pain and difficulty breathing, and her left arm was completely numb, and her left side of her face was numb. And I told my staff we might need an ambulance because it sure looks like a heart attack, but I did some testing on her really quickly and found that she had a trapped emotion of grief that had gotten trapped in her body, in her heart area, about 3 years before. And when I discovered that, she burst into tears. And she said, "I can't believe that's affecting me. I thought I dealt with all that." And I said, "Well, what happened to you?" She said that 3 years before, her husband had an affair. And she found out about it and confronted him about it. And their marriage blew up. And she thought she was going to be married. She was really in love with him. Thought she'd be with him forever. But she ended up getting divorced, spent a year in therapy dealing with it. And then had even recently gotten remarried. So as far as she was concerned, that ex-husband was just history. But as far as her body was concerned, that energy, that emotional energy, that grief that she felt when she was crying all those tears was still with her. And when I released that from her, the feeling came back into her arm and face within about 3 seconds. Whoosh, and the chest pain, the difficulty breathing was all gone. I'm still in touch with her. That was almost 30 years ago. And she's doing great still, lives in Oregon, has a horse farm. But she would have been, I think, one of those people who would have died, ultimately, of a broken heart. I don't think she would have survived this long. And she would have died of a broken heart, and nobody would have realized that it was actually her husband's affair that really killed her, you see. That's what's going on all the time.
That's an incredible story. Very powerful to get your life back in a moment like that. So I'm curious, when you talk about an emotional trauma, like the example you just gave, anything from a bad breakup, there's hurts, there's crisis in childhood. There's so many things people go through. And it is interesting because some people move on with their lives and they just process it. And then other people have, like you're describing, really difficult symptoms and pain. Is there a secret that some people know or do that easily allows them to move on after trauma?
Well, I think that some people are able to, some people seem to move on better than others. And some people are able to deal with things better. It's true. But we all have emotional baggage, and it manifests in our lives in different ways, depending on what we've been through and what we've experienced. For example, physical pain is due largely to emotional baggage. That's one of the most stunning things that over the last 30 years, I would have to say that's the most amazing thing that I've seen. 90%, we find, of the physical pain that people are experiencing is actually due to their emotional baggage. And if you find that baggage and you remove it, the pain can instantaneously disappear. It's an astonishing thing. I'll share a story with you. There was a man who came in to see me many years ago. His pain was a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale. It was low back pain. It was really severe. And it had been going on for a while. And I found that he had a trapped emotion. The emotion was anger from something that had occurred 20 years before. And he remembered when we discovered that, what had happened. He'd been through something traumatic and difficult. And he was having all this physical pain. I released that trapped emotion. It literally just took a few seconds after we identified it. And the pain was instantly gone. I mean, he went from a 9 to a 0. 10 is call 911. He was at a 9. Went from a 9 to a 0 that fast, just instantly. And he was ecstatic. He couldn't believe that it had happened. And I was grateful that it worked so well. But a couple of days later, he came back to me and he said, you know, when I came in here, he said, my back is great. But he said, when I came in here, I had another problem I didn't tell you about. He said, for as long as I can remember, I've basically been what you'd call a rageaholic. And he said, I'm always yelling at my wife and my kids. He said, I've got to watch the road rage. He said, I've been in anger management several times. It hasn't really helped me. But he said, since you released that emotion of anger from me, I don't feel that anymore. I feel just kind of relaxed and peaceful. He said, how did you do that? How does that work? And at the time, I didn't know. I said, I really don't know. But what we believe now, if you can imagine, when you develop a trapped emotion, when you're going through some intense event and that energy gets stuck in the body, it literally is a ball of emotional energy. If you can imagine, a little ball of energy that's invisible, from about the size of a baseball to about the size of maybe a softball. And these things will lodge in the body, and they can lodge anywhere in the body, and they'll tend to stay where they lodge. And so what's going on now is two things, really. And by the way, we all have these. But what they do is they distort the normal energy field of the body. And when you distort that normal energy field of the body, and you're constantly distorting that energy field, what you're really doing is you're ultimately distorting the tissues of the body themselves. So all the chemical reactions in that little ball of anger or resentment or frustration or whatever it might be, they're all distorted a little bit. The blood flow, the lymph flow, the chemical reactions, everything is a little bit off. The flow of chi energy, the meridian energy in those areas is off. And so ultimately, pain is one of the most common side effects. But they also have another effect, and you can see it from this story. That fellow that I worked on was a rageaholic until that anger was removed. You see, why was he a rageaholic? Well, part of his body, in a very strange way, part of his body was literally vibrating at this frequency of anger 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You see, everything is energy, ultimately, and emotions are energy, too. And so when a situation would arise in his life where he might tend to feel anger, he would feel it. He would slide right into that emotion much more easily, much more readily than he otherwise would have, because literally part of his body was already feeling it. And so when we released that energy, not only was the pain gone, but also it changed how he felt. Now, if you can imagine, think about all of the emotional things you've gone through in your own life. Maybe you've been through a divorce. Maybe you were abused as a child. Maybe your parents used to argue. Maybe you used to cry yourself to sleep at night. Those emotional energies are still with you, and they are distorting and diminishing the life that you are living now, you see. And so getting rid of that emotional baggage is such a beautiful thing because it really can change how you feel. And then, and we haven't even talked really about the heart yet, but we'll talk about that next.
I'm so fascinated, this trapped emotion and this distortion of a normal flow. And I feel like I just want to hire you and send you to go work with government employees, release and heal all their trapped emotions so that we can actually have a system that works for us. So we'll get into the heart in the next segment, but I just want to riff off of what you're talking about and the story you told about this gentleman and the release of this anger and the rage, because today people are so stressed. Everybody I know is too busy, too overworked, and just very stressed out. Mentally, a lot of people can't remember things, and it's not about growing old. I think they're just so stressed. So is there a way with this emotional code work that people can be more resilient or have less stress in their lives?
Well, yes. The answer is yes, absolutely. You see, with the emotion code, what you can do is you can work on yourself or you can have someone else work with you. It doesn't matter. We've got almost 4,000 practitioners in 71 countries right now all over the world. So you can find someone that can work with you, and you don't, it doesn't even have to be somebody in your own town or on the same side of the world, because this is done just as well at a distance as it is in person. But you see, if you think about it, think about all the emotional energy that you might have. You're not really even aware of, but you've been living a life now for maybe 30 or 40 or 50 years or whatever, and you've been through some things. And all of that emotional energy that you've experienced, some of that emotional energy is still with you. And so what it's doing is it's misdirecting you now, and these trapped emotions cause people to have a higher stress level. What we find is that as you get rid of that emotional baggage, you're less prone to make the wrong assumptions about people. You're more able to feel empathy. You're more able to feel unconditional love than you were before. And it's really an amazing thing that lives are changing all over the world from this very, very simple, easy method that is so simple, actually, that children can do it. So,
oh boy. Okay. When we come back, we'll get into the heart. We'll find out, how does this work? How do you actually do what you do? And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified VARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a VARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your VARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Wine lovers, how would you like to be part of the best wine club in the world? You can have your own business in wine, and we take all the guesswork out of it. To learn more, go to directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Is one of the most inexpensive ways to create an explosive business of your very own. We take out the guesswork and all of the headaches of building, starting, and implementing a new business. It's all done for you. You'll have your own back office, marketing materials, videos, and everything you need in order to share and build your own business. It's so easy. You can even sit back and enjoy our wines, because your wines will come to you free. We have invested so much time and 20 years of experts in selecting the most incredible, exquisite wines from all over the world that everyone enjoys, and they're at below retail prices. They'll also receive tasting notes in the magical box of wines. It'll have details of the regions, the history where the wine came, and even food and wine pairing recommendations. So entrust us with picking and choosing the most amazing wines. Deliver them to your customers' homes or business. Remember, there's nothing you need to do but just sign up and start your business right away. Go to directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. directcellars.com/Deb's Wine Wonders and start your wine business today.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Dr. Bradley Nelson. Again, you can find him at drbradleynelson.com. I'm curious, this work you're describing, I know you have facilitators. Now, you have a lot of facilitators who also do this work now. Do you still practice as well?
No, I had to retire from practice a number of years ago. What happened was I initially retired in 2004 from my brick and mortar practice down in Southern California. And then I wrote the book, published it in 2007, The Emotion Code. And one of the things that we teach people in the book is how this work can be done at a distance. And so when I was writing the book, I thought, you know, when people read this, they're going to probably want somebody to help them. And there's nobody else out there except me at this moment. So I told them how they could get a hold of me. And within about 6 months, I had inadvertently created another practice for myself, but it was a distance practice where I was working with people in different parts of the world. I did that for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, like I said, we've got thousands of people doing that same thing all over the world. We have a certification program that you can go through, and it's really fun. But But yeah, I don't actually have time now to work with people myself, except just immediate family members, because I'm traveling. I was in Florida last week, and I'm all over the world teaching, basically. That's what I do. So, and I do shows like yours. So thank you very much, Debbie, for having me on.
Yeah, yeah. And I found you because I got your book. I think people can download your book as a gift. Is that right?
Yes, they can. They can go to emotioncodegift.com and they can download the book as a PDF. And they also get the book on audio as 10 MP3 files. But now you can also go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, and we have the book now as an app, so you can read the book. Just look for the emotion code on your phone or your tablet. Look for the emotion code, and you can also listen to the book as well, because I like audiobooks, so I narrate the book for you. You can listen to it while you're driving around and so on. So it's great.
Excellent. Okay, emotioncodegift.com. And you mentioned previously that you wanted to talk a little bit more about the heart. What do we need to know about the heart regarding emotion code work?
Well, the heart really, we are finding, is everything the ancient peoples believed it to be. It truly is the seat of the soul and the source of love and romance and creativity and the core of our being. And that's why when somebody's really hurting you or you're feeling really deeply grieved about something, you can feel like your heart literally is going to break. Mm-hmm. And you feel that it's like an elephant that's sitting on your chest, that you're choking, you can't breathe. And that's where those words heartache and heartbreak come from. Well, what we have found is that when that's happening with you, if that happens more than once or twice in your life, your subconscious mind will put up a wall around your heart. And that wall we refer to as the heart wall, and it literally is made from the energy of your emotional baggage. And so in a sense, it's like a force field. It's completely invisible. But this is a phenomenon that is going on with 93% of people on the planet. And what we have found is that when this wall has been put up, it's much more difficult for people to fall in love and stay in love. It interferes with your ability to really manifest the perfect best life that you're capable of, because all of your best creative ideas are really in your heart. They're not in your head. Your heart truly is a brain, and it's a second brain. And it's the more important, I believe, of the two brains that we all have. Learning to live from our heart is the most important thing that we can do. But if you've got a wall around that heart from some bad things that you went through in your life, it really diminishes things for you. It diminishes your ability to really live a full life. You know, the story that comes to mind for me is one of the stories from the book. There was a woman who came to see me once for neck pain back when I was in practice. Mm. She'd seen a couple of other doctors for it. They hadn't been able to help her. And as I was talking with her, she told me that she was single, and she had not dated in 8 years, and she was never going to date again. She was going to die single, and she was dead serious about it. And she was only 38 years old, and she was a nurse, and she was an attractive person. And I said, well, why do you feel this way? What happened to you? She said that 8 years before, she was deeply in love with this guy who dumped her and broke her heart. And so when I tested her, I found she had this phenomenon, this heart wall phenomenon going on that 9 out of 10 people have. And there were 3 emotions, 3 layers of emotional energy making up this wall. So it took me maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes or something to clear these 3 emotional layers, and all of a sudden the wall was gone. Now, when that heart wall was gone, at that instant, the neck pain disappeared. Because a lot of the time we have neck pain or pain in the upper back and shoulders because we have this wall phenomenon in her heart. It's a totally invisible thing. So anyway, so she left the office feeling totally fine, and she didn't come back. 3 months later, I'll always remember this, she walked into my office, and I totally immediately recognized her, and I said, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. How are you doing? And she said, you know, my neck has been fine since I was here. But she said, you cleared that heart wall from me, and that really works. She said, about 2 weeks after I was here, she said, I found out that my childhood sweetheart has been living right around the corner from me for almost 8 years, and we're dating, and we're in love. And I think he's going to ask me to marry him, right? And so this is the kind of thing that happens. And this is the reason why the heart wall has been called the most important discovery in the history of energy medicine, because when this wall is taken down, and it's an invisible thing, but so many of us have it, when that wall is taken down, suddenly things change for people. They feel different. They see the world differently, and other people see them differently is one of the most fascinating things about it. The way that other people perceive you is a totally unconscious communication going on between you and them. And when this wall is taken down, things start happening. In fact, I'll tell you, one of our practitioners told me that her sister had been divorced for 9 years. And her sister had finally decided she didn't want to be alone anymore and needed to get back out there and start dating. So she went over and she worked on her sister. She had a heart wall, which all divorced people have. She took down those layers of emotional energy from that wall around her heart, and it was gone. Now, neither one of them said a word to anyone that they had done this. And the week after they had done this, the phone started to ring. Guys that she had known, men that had been in her life before that she hadn't had any contact with for a long time, started calling her. Because it's a cosmic thing, but that energy that we have going on in our bodies radiates out, and it fills the immensity of space, and other people tune into that. And so this kind of thing is not unusual. It's not unusual at all for people to fall in love who never, ever thought they would, even people at advanced ages. And so taking down this wall, I think, is the most important thing you can do for yourself, and it also is something that really affects your health. See, during the last 10 years that I was in practice, I was mainly working with people that have been told there was no cure for them available at all. And they had all kinds of different conditions going on. But what I found was they almost all had this heart wall phenomenon going on. You see, the heart communicates with all the cells in the body continually. And when you have a heart wall, it makes it much more difficult for that heart to communicate, and it will lower your immune system function. So, and by the way, it's in the emotion code. How to do it, and you can do it yourself. And so if you want to see your creative ideas start to really flow again, if you want to be able to experience more love in your life, and if you're having a hard time finding your soulmate, for goodness sake, you really need to take a look at this.
Wow. I need to obviously reread your book. I am so resonating with what you're talking about. I had a big breakup last year after a 9.5 year relationship, and it was a surprise ending. I was in love, etc. And I find myself now, a year later, I use the term, I have no game. So anytime a man is near me or tries to talk to me, I feel like I don't know what to say. I'm uncomfortable. I get a pit in my stomach, and no game. And I never was like that before. And I definitely resonate also with what you're saying about the neck and the shoulder pain. That has totally been going on for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing when that wall comes down. And like I said, it can be done for you, or you can do it yourself. We have practitioners all over the world. People can go to healerslibrary.com, our website at the moment, Healers Library, and there's a practitioner button there you can click on, and you can see a map of the world, and you can look through there, and you can see all these people that are trained in this work. And we get testimonials. I mean, we have thousands of testimonials literally from all over the world. They come in every day, every single day. There's not a day that goes by that we don't get testimonials from some corner of the earth. And one of my favorite ones is one that came in last year from a woman in Italy. And she sent a picture of herself and her husband in front of this little tiny village in Italy. And she said, in her broken English, she said, "For years, my marriage run badly, but then I got a new husband." And I'm reading this and thinking, okay, she got a divorce, right? She got a divorce. She got a husband. No. She said that what she did was she hired an emotion code practitioner in Budapest who worked on her husband remotely at a distance and cleared his heart wall. She said, now my husband is just like a new husband. She said, he's so loving and so kind and so caring. It's just wonderful. Thank you. And it changed my life as well. So... It sounds almost too good to be true, but it really is true. I never would have imagined. See, in all those years that I was in practice, all I was trying to do was help my patients to get well as fast as I could, and I was open to anything. Mm-hmm. And I was prayerful, too. Every time a person would come in to see me, I would take just a moment and ask for help from up above. And there were times when the information that I needed would just flood into my mind. That didn't happen very often, but once in a while, So I know that that higher power, whatever you might refer to that as, is aware of what we're doing. And I believe that's really where the emotion code has come from. I'm just the messenger. My job is to just bring this into the world. But the beauty of this is that it's so powerful that even children can do it. In fact, let me share a story with you. There was a woman that I met who told me this story. She said that she went to emotioncodegift.com and she downloaded the book on audio and started listening to it and reading it. And her son started reading it and listening to it too. He was really interested. And he started practicing with his friends, and she didn't pay much attention, but she said a couple of weeks later, the phone rang. And there was a woman on the other end of the phone line, and she identified herself as the mother of one of this woman's son's friends. And she said, your son's been doing this emotional thing with the other boys. And she said, I have to tell you something. She said, my son has had a severe phobia of water all of his life. Now, you can have a phobia to anything, right? And his was to water. And she said, we've tried everything. We've taken him to everybody. Nothing has ever touched it. She said, it's been very disruptive to his life and to our life as family, but we ultimately just decided that's something he was going to have to live with for the rest of his life. She said, right now, I am at the community pool. She said, my son is out in the water, playing in the water with the other boys for the first time in his life. She said, wow. Your son did this to him. She said, your son did this to him. She said, I can't understand how this is even possible. She said, what in the world is he doing? Now, those two boys are only 11 years old. Think about that. That's how powerful this work is and how simple it is that a child can learn how to do it. So you don't have any excuses.
No excuses. Oh, my goodness. So we can all learn about our trapped emotional energy and how this energy work can restore our balance. We're going to take a break. If it's time to be an author and write a book, hire a certified coach who ensures you will write a page turner. I'm a book coach who also takes your book to guaranteed international bestseller while assisting with media bookings. Get your book written, take it to bestseller, and be interviewed. If it's time, email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. We'll be right back.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back, Debbie Dashinger. I'm speaking with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and I'm really curious about weight loss and weight problems. Is there something with the energy work you're talking about that can assist around that for people who have issues there?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you, I was at an event recently, and a man came up on stage. It's one of our events that we do in Las Vegas a couple times a year, and a man came up on stage, and he talked about how a year before, he weighed 365 pounds, and so he was really overweight. He tried a lot of different things, and nothing really worked, and then he got a hold of the emotion code. And what he did with the emotion code is when he would have that emotional eating urge, you know, the urge to eat the whole pan of brownies or the whole entire pizza or whatever it might be, when he would have that urge, he would stop himself, and he would test himself using the emotion code to see what emotional baggage was driving that behavior in that moment. And that's all he did. And when he appeared on stage at our event, he weighed about 180 pounds.
Wow.
Now, a year before, he weighed 365 pounds. Mm. So you see, what this shows is how our emotional baggage drives our behaviors in lots of little hidden ways that we aren't even necessarily aware of. And so anybody can do this, you see. Anybody can work on themselves. You can work on yourself. You can find your own emotional baggage. You can release it. You get rid of your own heart wall. It's really simple. But yes, lots of people have found success. You see, another thing that happens with people is that if they've been through some kind of a traumatic event, especially in relation to any kind of a relationship issue, you know, you go through a breakup or maybe you were abused or raped or something, what happens is the emotional energy from that event that happened to you is still with you. And so until you get rid of that, your subconscious mind will try to avoid relationships because it wants to avoid having that kind of pain happen again in the future. And so it's a protective mechanism for you. It's trying to protect you. But when you get rid of the baggage from those events, when you throw that baggage over the cliff from your divorce or whatever, then all of a sudden you become a different person. And it changes how people respond to you.
Absolutely. It so makes sense to me. I get this. I really do. And what do you do? Yeah. On a daily basis, what kind of ritual practice do you engage in that keeps you heart-centered and grounded?
Well, you know, for me, it's prayer. My wife and I have prayer together when we start off our day, and that centers us because all the issues, everything that we're having to deal with, we're kind of turning over to that higher power and asking for guidance and asking for help, right? Mm-hmm. So for us, that's been a real key thing. And I think it's been really good for our relationship, too, you know, as far as keeping us together. I know it's not something that most people do, but I think I can recommend it. So I just feel that I've been given this mission, really, this task to take this work into the world. So I never get tired of it. You know, I've done almost 1,000 radio shows or maybe more now in all these years. Since the book came out almost, it'll be 11 years ago this July. And I never get tired of telling the story because it's true. And truth resonates with us because of who we are. And so when you hear something that's true, it rings true because you vibrate with it. And so people can tell when we tell these stories that I'm telling, they're true. And by the way, another exciting thing about the emotion code is that when you learn how to do it for people, you also automatically know how to do it for animals. So it suddenly makes you an animal whisperer because you're able to find their emotional baggage. And I'm telling you, just like with people, 9 times out of 10, their behavioral problems, their physical problems are due to their emotional baggage. And it can instantly change your animals, your pets. I mean, really, it's amazing how fast it works. And there's no placebo effect with animals. It's really a great proof of the truth of this work. When you see it work with animals, just instantly.
How long does it take to get certified in this?
Well, we have a certification program. It's all online, and the certification goes, you have 6 months to complete the certification. You watch videos, you take quizzes, take a final exam online, and then you have to work with 30 individuals. And in fact, 4 of those individuals have to be animals because we want you to have that experience. And the certification program, people, usually they have 6 months. The average person will do it in about half that time, so in about 3 months. And you don't have to take all 6 months. And again, you don't have to travel. It's all online, very convenient. It's less than $1,000. And so we have lots of people doing it. Like I said, 71 countries now, for some close to 4,000 practitioners certified in the emotion code.
That's great. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? You've created so much from chiropractor. I don't know if you could have ever envisioned traveling the world and teaching and writing books and so forth, and people being facilitators under your method. So from where you are right now, what are your future dreams and goals?
Well, you know, what we're hard at work at is taking this work to the whole entire world. And I imagine it'll probably take me the rest of my life. We have translations going on at any given time in lots of different languages, and just perfecting the method, and not so much the method, but perfecting our own processes within our own business. That's a big part of what we do. We've got 35, 36 employees now scattered around. We have a cloud-based business, and we're just focused and 100% dedicated to getting this work as fast as we can into every language, to every country, to every nation on earth, because everyone needs this. And it is a big part of healing this planet. You see, I believe this earth is in a transformational process right now. And it's transforming, or it's trying to transform into a whole new world that's going to be much, much better than the old world that that we have now. And so that's why we see so much strife and so much difficulty going on. The old political and medical constructs are, they've had their day, and now they're kind of changing. And so that's a kind of a painful process. But ultimately, for this earth to heal, the people of the earth have to heal. And so that's what this is about. It's about healing everybody one at a time.
Love this. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Dr. Nelson, for coming on Dare to Dream. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you, Debbie. This was really a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
A pleasure. And I end today's show with this quote from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. "Look not mournfully into the past. It comes not back again. Wisely improve the present. It is thine. Go forth to meet the shadowy future without fear and with an open heart." Next up on Dare to Dream Radio, I'm featuring Lori Spangler, who is a psychic and talks to animals. And you can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget.